Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Bud and Dode and Death in LeBeau. Started out as a trading post named after the man who decided right then and there to do some business. Antoine LeBeau, a Frenchman, like so many other trappers of his time. In 1875, he put up his business on the east side of the Missouri, just across from the Cheyenne River Reservation. He started trading furs and pots and pans and whatever his customers, white and red, thought worth buying and selling in LeBeau, South Dakota. By 1880, LeBeau had come into its own. 60 buildings and a population of some 250 souls, which was, back then, about half a metropolis. White folks were streaming into the region. Things were booming. And then for a time, when the railroad decided to push its line slightly south, cowboys who'd used LeBeau before started moving their herds and their business with them, and the little town gasped for breath. But when the railroads moved farther north to cross the Missouri near Mobridge, LeBeau got reborn. Business returned, including Phil DeFran's Saloon. Now, if you think this is going to be another lawless Western story, you better believe it. Now, the cowboys who drove their cattle northward and eastward, many of them Texans, weren't Eagle Scouts. Hollywood made money on them early in the last century and created standard images that weren't a country mile off-center. Full of dirt and dust and smelling up a storm, they could be Elliot. And one of Myrtle McKenzie's boy, Dodie, lacked the requisite control his father had when it came to wild living. Can't blame him, really. Driving cattle through the reservation strip, as the railroad land was called, was no picnic. And when finally them little doggies were on the train, the boys had reason to wash down whiskey and visit the occasional decorated bedroom. Seems Dodie McKenzie and Bud Stevens, who tended bar at Phil DeFran's Saloon, I'm not making this up, had words sometime in the past. Don't know what was said or done, but the feuding was nowhere near to being behind them, and they weren't on speaking terms, to put it lightly. One day, Stevens got warned that Dodie McKenzie was coming into town packing mischief in his gun belt. Bad blood. Stevens was ready. Dodie marched into Phil DeFran's Saloon, and the bartender let him have it right in the chest with the piece he was wielding, twice. Dodie staggered back out the door, fell down the steps, and spilled out into Dusty Main, where Bud Stevens, having stepped outside, let him have it again and again. True story, or at least that's the way they tell it. I don't know if LeBeau ever had a boot heel, but if they did, and if Dodie's there, it was Bud Stevens who put him in the ground. In March of 1910, in a nearby town, Bud Stevens went to trial for the murder of Dodie McKenzie. Dodie's old man, Myrtle, hired a hotshot lawyer, and Bud Stevens grabbed the kid out of Mobridge, barely old enough for sideburns. But the kid pulled it off and beat the fancy-pants lawyer, so Bud Stevens walked away as far as he could from LeBeau, South Dakota. Myrtle lost a son, was hot as a branding iron. He said he'd never, ever again run cattle from his vast West River empire through the dadgum streets of LeBeau, South Dakota. So the town died. That simple. End of story. No more cattle. No more business. Phil DeFran left town again and started saloning elsewhere. And you can't go to LeBeau anymore. It's too bad, because the whole thing would make one heck of a tourist attraction, a scraggly collection of unpainted frame shacks and false fronts down a dusty main, swinging doors on an old saloon, some tumbleweed, and a cowboy falling out into the street. These days, LeBeau, South Dakota lies perfectly still beneath the sparkling waters of Lake Oahe. If you want to stop by, strap on a scuba or wait for drought. Maybe it's a good thing. There's lots of room out there in the prairie, lots of tales to tell, LeBeau's being just one of them.